Okay, ladies. Actually, tonight's sugya is an interesting sugya, which is commonly covered like right when you begin Masechta Sukkah. It's fun, like in all of the Sukkah Sfarim, they start off from Chaf Beis Amud Beis, just because the Mishnah in the first Perek tells me that if I have a Sukkah that is more sun than shade, it's possible, right? So our Mishnah, however, says, if I have more shade than sun, it's kosher, right? So the Mishnah in the first perek is phrased from the puzzle angle, that more sun makes it puzzle. But the Mishnah in the second perek, our Mishnah says that if you have more shade, so it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara decides to ask a contradiction. Well, what would the inference be? From our Mishnah, Shetzi Lassim Rubu Mechamasek Sheira, our Mishnah says if it's more shade than sun, it's kosher, Haki Hadadi Psula. That would imply that if it's the same amount of sun and shade, that it would be possible, right? It's kosher if there's more shade than sun, implying if it's the same amount, it's going to be possible. Ay, Vahatznan Be'idach Pirkin, Mishachamasim Rubu Mitzilasa Psula, Haki Hadadi Sheira. But the Gemara asks, but in the other perek, in the previous perek, we learned that more sun is possible, implying if it's the same amount, it's going to be kosher. So in the Shalat HaSheilah, we have a contradiction, right? What's the halacha if you have exactly the same amount of sun and shade? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, and it seems very simple. You just read this Gemara, it's like, okay, I got this. What could be the problem? Gevaldik. The Gemara answers, lo kasha, kamil mala, kamil mata. It depends if I am at the top or at the bottom. Kamil mala, kamil mata. Not clear exactly what that means. We'll have to talk about it. But apparently it depends on your perspective, right? If you're lamaila, so then one halacha, lamata, a different halacha, but we don't know which is which in the Gemara. And Amar Rav Papa, Hainu de Amri Inchi, Kezuzam Le'el, Ke Istra Meltachas. Rav Papa says that a zuz is a coin, let's say, a zuz up above is like an istra, which Rashi learns means a big sella, which is larger than a zuz. Okay, so basically we have a contradiction in inferences. Is a diyuk from the first Mishnah that if it would be the same amount, it would be puzzle. Excuse me, the day from the first Mishnah, if it's the same amount, it's going to be kosher. Day from our Mishnah, if it's the same amount, it's going to be puzzle. So what do we do with this? So my answer is kan no maila, kan no mata. Okay, so how does Rashi learn this, Fefra? Everyone is so shy. Seema, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. There's no reason you should be shy. Like, usually when I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm like a barrel of monkeys. I don't know. So Rashi has an approach of kan mil mala, kan mil mata. Zukt Rashi, if I have an equal amount of sun and shade at the top, so what would happen at the bottom? Which spreads more? Does the sun spread more or does the shade spread more?
The sun.
The sun spreads more. So Rashi writes that if you have the same amount at the top, kamil mala, so then it's going to be puzzle because there is more sun than shade, milmata. In other words, according to Rashi, the halacha is based on when I'm sitting in the sukkah. Most of us, when we sit in the sukkah, we sit on the floor. We don't sit hanging from the ceiling. So if I have more sun than shade where I'm sitting, my sukkah is going to be puzzle, even though it is the same amount up at top. So Zakt Rashi, when our Mishnah says that you have more shade than sun, it's going to be kosher. That means if you have more shade than sun, it's going to be kosher. That's more shade than sun at the bottom. More sun than shade is going to be pot. Again, one second. I always get this messed up. According to Rashi, our Mishnah, Kanomala Kamomata, our Mishnah that says you have more shade, it's going to be kosher. That is when there's more shade up on top, then it's going to be kosher. But if there is an equal amount of sun and shade up on the top, then there's going to be more sun at the bottom, and that's going to be possible. That is the way Rashi learns. Let's just read the Rashi inside, and then we'll focus on Tosis for a minute. Zot Rashi. Kan momala kan momata. Hada daikinan ki hadadi psula. Right, this that were medayik from our Mishnah, that if there's more shade, it's kosher. But if it's the same amount, it's going to be pasul. That's lamalakai. That's up on top. If you have the same amount of sun and shade up on top, then there's going to be pasul. Kishiyesh ben kana lakana kimlo kana, afilo mitzumtzam pasul. Zakt Rashi, if you have an exact amount, it's going to be pasul. Lafi shechamas ha'avir nir es ba'aretz, Rechava harbe min hatzeil shel schach. Rashi says that you have much more sun at the bottom. Right? That word harbe that Rashi throws in, I'm not exactly sure what he's doing with it, but just hold it for a few minutes. Maybe we'll come back. V'hadidaikinan ki hadadik shera, when we say that if it's the same amount as kasher, nakat shi'urim mo mata, if I have an equal amount of sun and shade at the bottom, then it's going to be kosher, because then I know that I have more shade than sun on top. Sun spreads out more than shade. That is the assumption that Rashi has. And Zoe.
Thank you, Rabbi Prince.
I have to call you Dr. Lang. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yes.
Fine. We had a question. We didn't really understand what mitzumtzem was here. Like, what is that coming together?
So mitzumtzem means it's an exactly the same amount of sun and shade.
Okay.
Now, on the top, I understand how I measure it. Because like I could take a ruler and measure exactly the same amount. If what you're asking is how do you measure exactly the same amount of sun and shade at the bottom, I am not sure.
No, it was more just conceptually like what is happening to the kanim at that point. We didn't know if that was like, so it's just describing how they're arranged.
Exactly. I'd say the quantity. It's not the arrangement as much as it's the quantity. If you have exactly the same amount of sun, the same amount of schach and empty space at the top, it will be pasul because the sun will spread out towards the bottom. But if I have the same amount of sun and shade at the bottom, so therefore it's going to be kosher because then I know that there is more schach than open space up at the top. So effectively, for Rashi, the halacha seems to be that I judge from the perspective of the person sitting at the bottom. But if it's exactly the same amount at the bottom, so I know it's going to be kosher because then I'll say, oh, there's got to be more schach than shade up on top. That's where Rashi learns the Gemara. And then Rashi comments on this mashal of the big coin and the little coin, that if you have a tiny hole, the sun spreads out through it, and that's grand. Rashi, I think, makes a lot of sense. Rashi Shita just makes a ton of sense. Let's just take a deep breath for a minute before we get to Tosis even. Did any of you have a chance to go through the entire Rush? Okay, so the Rush in Siman Daled This week, I think the Makoro Simon Gimel, excuse me, the Russian Simon Gimel, first he talks about Rashi, he addresses Tosfos' kashas on Rashi, but then at the end of Simon Gimel in the Rush, he quotes on the Baal HaItor. Right? The Baal HaItor, if I'm not mistaken, was the first Rishon that we're aware of in Provence. There was no, the Jewish community in Provence, somehow after the Baal HaItor, then the community grows. He's the first one that we're aware of. Baal HaItor Kasav B'Shem Rabosav. He quotes his Rebbeim. The Im Yesh Ben Kana L'Kana Kimlo Kana L'Maila. If you have exactly the same amount on top, you have an equal amount of schach and empty space up on top, lemata tzilasa meruba mechamasa, and at the bottom you have more shade, shachama mu'etes lemata ksheira. V'im lemata ki hadadi ulemala chamasa meruba psula. So what's the Baal HaItor saying? The Baal HaItor writes, if I have the same exact amount of schach and empty space up on the top, so what's going to happen at the bottom?
It's the opposite of what Rashi said.
It's the opposite. The Baal HaItor says, if you have the same amount on top, you can have more shade at the bottom. And that's exactly, it's punkt vaikar from Rashi. It's exactly the opposite. And this is already troubling, right? He writes that if it's the same amount at the bottom and at the top it is more sun, then it's going to be no good. That's the last line. But this first part of the Baal HaItor is in direct contradiction to what Rashi says. Now, I think the Metzius is more like Rashi, no? That the sun tends to spread out more than the shade does.
It's called diffraction.
Okay, you want to explain this to me?
Yes, I asked a physics teacher today.
Good. Yeah, please.
I stopped him in the hallway and asked him. So basically light, if it's going through, light goes in lines, straight lines most of the time. And if it's going through a space, the light is going to go to the furthest edges of that space. And I have a diagram if you want one.
Sure.
You'll have to let me screen.
Can I make you a co-host that you could share?
Yes.
Okay. I have to remember how to do this. You are now a co-host.
Thank you. It's an honor. So just turn it so it's, you know, schach in the bottom of your sukkah.
And so if there's a pinhole, so basically the sun goes through the hole, like the area to my left is where the sun lands. The area to my right is where the sun comes in.
Yeah.
Right. So the sun will spread out. So Rashi right. seems to be correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What the Baal HaItor says is really very difficult. So on the bottom of the Rush, the Karben Nesanel tries to explain this. The Karben Nesanel tries to explain the Baal HaItor. I'll do the best I can to try to explain it. What the Karben Nesanel says is that if the sun is coming directly, so then it will spread out the way Rashi says. But if the sun comes from the side, so then it's entirely possible that you're going to end up with more shade at the bottom, even though you have equal amount of sun and shade at the top. It's based on the angle that the sun is coming in. At high noon, Rashi is correct. At other times, the Baal HaItor is correct. That's what the Karben Nesanel says. And the Karben Nesanel writes you know, we should be machmir both ways. In other words, that if you have an equal amount of schach and open space, so according to the Baha Itzur, it's going to be kosher. According to Rashi, it's going to be pasul. We should be machmir that it's pasul. Similarly, if I have, right, in the Baha Itzur's suggestion, if I have an equal amount of sun and shade at the bottom, so the Baha Itzur says it's not going to be kosher. According to Rashi, if you have an equal amount at the bottom, it will be kosher. But Rashi says if I have equal sun and shade at the bottom, I know for sure that I have more schach than empty space at the top. According to the Baha Itzur, if I have equal amount of sun and shade at the bottom, then I know that there's more sun than shade at the top. So they can't both be correct because halachically they're disagreeing, says the, well, they're talking about two different cases, but in each one, Rashi would say it's kosher sometimes, about Ita would say it's puzzle sometimes. So the Karmana Sana writes that la halacha, we have to be machmir both ways. But the explanation he tries to give, again, I don't, did your physics teacher explain this? About how if the sun's coming from a different angle, so it could end up that there's more shade than sun at the bottom. Again, I think
that that's inherently true, right? If you think about if the sun is very low on the horizon, it's mostly going to be shade. Well, it is. Tamar and I were bothered by, aren't we only concerned with sukkah at high noon in terms of sun and shade?
So we had a conversation about this earlier. The simple reading is that I want to come back to that. That was the toast that we had on Chaf Beis Amun Aleph when we had that conversation. The simple reading is we're making all of our judgments based on high noon. And at other times in the day, so if the sun is coming from the side, it could be that there's going to be more shade. That's the defense that the Karban Nisana uses for the Baha Itur. Again, all of this is somewhat hard to understand. I think the Metzius, the way Rashi sets it up, it's easier to understand than the way the Baha Itur sets it up. Are we good so far, Chefra? Okay. So that is the Shita of Rashi. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos has two basic kashas on Rashi. The first kasha Tosfos asks on Rashi is that in our Gemara, the named person is Rav Papa. Right, Rav Papa is the one who talks about two different coins. Right? Ke zuza mela'el, ke istera mel'tachas. Well, Rav Papa's shita in Meseches Erevin is that parot ka'omed is mutter. Right? Meaning, if I have an equal amount of Porot and Omid. In Erevin, the context is I'm building a mechitza, I'm building a wall. So let's say I have a wall that is two tfachim, and four tfachim in between. Oh, let's say that type of thing. So min hatayra, that wall could be kosher. Right? I know, lovot is only till three. Let's say two amos, right, I could create a mechitza min haTorah if you have parutz ke'omed, according to Rav Papa. Now, according to Rashi's read of the Gemara, if you have an equal amount of schach and sun at the top, it's going to be pasul. It's going to be pasul. Yet Rav Papa says parutz ke'omed is kasher. Now, there's a machlokas there in the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tesfav, about what exactly is the nusach of the halacha of Moshe Misinai. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, holding those luchos, and he teaches us Torah Sheba'al Peh. So the Torah Sheba'al Peh, did he say that Paretz Ka'omed is mutter? Did he say Paretz Ka'omed is going to be usher? That seems to be a machlokas. Last week, we had a brief conversation about how there should never be halacha machlokas in halacha l'moshe Misinai. And one of you sent around to the Shir WhatsApp group Well, isn't this another example of a machlokas by halachah Moshe Mitzrayim, which should never happen? And the answer is, it should never happen. But it does happen, right? Apparently, and that's what we noted, that there's like that long tshuva in the Chavos Ya'ir, the last tshuva, where the Chavos Ya'ir goes through like dozens and dozens and dozens of cases of machlokas that seem to be by halachah Moshe Mitzrayim. The Netziv happens to have an essay in his Sefer Merome Sadeh on Meseches Brachos, and he refers to it, and in Meseches Bava Kamma, the Netziv has an essay where he says, sometimes in Shas, the word halacha means halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and sometimes the term hilchasa is used, and hilchasa does not mean halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Hilchasa just means that we have an ancient tradition, but it's not a tradition that came down from Har Sinai. Now, the Netziv is talking about the machlokes in Bava Kamma. I'll get to you in 1 second, Tanya. Machlokes in Bava Kamma about something called sroros. If an animal kicks, to with intention to hurt, that's considered keren, where you pay chatzin ezek. Regel, if an animal is walking and it just destroys stuff in the process of walking, that is chayiv nezek shalim. If the animal is walking normally and it shoots out a projectile and the projectile breaks stuff, that's called sroros. And there's a machlokes between sumchus and the chachamim, whether sroros is chayiv chatzin nezek or nezek shalim. And the Gemara says, sroros is hilchasa. So then the Netziv has that essay over there. He says, hilchasa does not mean halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Hilchasa just means it's an ancient tradition about what sroros is, but it's not really halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. When it happened, when it started, I don't know. But I'm just bringing this up as a possible solution to many of these cases that seem to be a machlokas in halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. It's entirely possible that's not really a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. It's a hilchasa. It's just some older tradition of some sort. Tanya, time for your rebuttal.
Sorry, no, it's not about halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, so I could hold on.
No, it's fine. No, whatever you want to ask.
Oh, I just remember we had done a sugya where we were talking about Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and Erev has like different rules and sukkah has different rules. So here to take Paritz Va'omed and assume that it is necessarily going to map on.
Okay.
Is that different because it's a mechitza rather than the other things we were talking about, lechis and other things?
You're actually making a great ha'ara. In other words, Tosfos is using the halacha of Paritz Ka'omed to ask a kasha on Rashi. Right? Rashi, you're telling me if you have equal amount of schach at the top and empty space at the top, it's going to be puzzle because the sunlight spreads out? But it's not true, Frektaisis, because Paritz Ka'omed is kasher. So you're saying, 1 second, but Paritz Ka'omed is kasher, that's a halacha in the mechitzos. That's not a halacha in schach. And schach is not necessarily a mechitza. Right? Am I putting words into your mouth, or that's what you're saying?
You made it sound so much better, so I'll go with your version. Yes.
It's very, very kind. But that answer is the teretz to Rashi. In other words, Tosfos is assuming, Rashi and Tosfos are looking at things in a different way. What's the halacha of a sukkah? Is a sukkah that you have 4 mechitzos or 3 mechitzos or 2 mechitzos and a little bit, and you have something called schach on top? Or do I say that the schach is another mechitza, right? If you, there's like a form of math that like you can just flip stuff, right? So just because right now this is my roof doesn't mean it's not a mechitza because I can just flip it. That's Tosfos' shita. Tosfos is saying that Paritz Ka'omed is a halacha in schach because fundamentally schach is a mechitza. But Rashi is saying no. Schach is different than mechitza. Schach is something that provides shade. You could have a halacha that it's called a mechitza al pi din, but it's not schach. In order to be schach, it's got to provide shade. That's the yisod of Rashi, And Tosfos seems to be disagreeing about this point. Hello, Tanya.
No, I was just remembering the first Rashi we did talked about how you're mevatel, I think, the chama, like somehow there's some sort of betel, which just kind of proves that it doesn't work with the Paritz Ka'omed principle within the universe of Rashi.
So the sugya of betel is somewhat complicated. The case of bittles basically have kosher schach and pusel schach together.
The first
Rashi says that the sukkah is called al shem haschach and the cha, right? Oh, you're right. The first Rashi over there says
hamuat batel barov.
Hamuat batel barov. It's chamasa meruba mitzilasa. So the tzeil is batel to the chama. And it doesn't exist anymore. And it's called schach because it's called sukkah because there's schach. So we spent some time trying to understand that first Rashi. But what are you trying to bring?
I'm just saying that supports the rebuttal of Tosfos. If that's how schach operates, then that is a totally different thing than mechitza, where there's no idea.
Oh, agreed. Okay, that's fair. No, so Rashi is consistent. That Rashi is saying that to be schach, it's not just a din mechitza, it has to provide shade. Okay, I was getting nervous. I thought you had, right? But okay, we're good. That it makes it even stronger. Excellent. Zoe, you had a comment?
So last week we talked about the Korah and trying to draw an equivalence between how Korah operates with an Erev and this case in Sukkah, right?
Right.
Right. And at that point we said, a sukkah is functioning more as an ohel, and what we're talking about the korah is really not. So if we're saying, like, in Tosafot's world, that they're drawing parallels with, like, they're drawing out of Erevin to say that this is somehow applying to mechitza, is that also going over to, like, even further in other things we're claiming in Erevin of, like, things that are kind of walls but not really?
So this is one of, like, obviously this is a major point to investigate throughout the Masech. The last week we were talking about, like, the rules of Chavut Rami, right? If I have a horizontal, can I just drop it down? And the Gemara seems to prove the halachos of Sukkah based on the halachos of Tumah. And we noted, and we invoked the principle of Korah by Erev in that context. And we noted that al pi halacha, when you open the Shulchan Aruch, Tumah and Sukkah are governed by slightly different rules. That's what we commented last week. But that's not exactly the same as our conversation now. Our conversation now is the shade providing space, the skach, right? Over there, we're discussing I want to talk about this in a second, go back to the sugya last week, but just at first glance, I'd say that our sugya is talking about, I just have equal flat level roof. The question is, it's an equal amount of shade and sun. Is it kosher at the bottom or not? So Rashi says equal amount is going to be possible at the bottom. You're asking, how does this connect to the previous sugya of Sukkah Hamaduvlelas, which is if I have this double layered sukkah, just let's go like this because this is what makes life fun. So a sukkah hamaduvlelas basically is I have two levels of my schach. No? So the Gemara says that sukkah hamaduvlelas is going to be kosher. One version in the Gemara is that even if there's a considerable amount of space between upper and lower, we'll say chavut rami, we'll drop it, and we'll view it, we'll use our halachic imagination, as it were, to view it like they are on the same level. And it's going to be a kosher sukkah. But that's what we spoke about last week. That's the rules of chavut rami. Now, if you turn to the to Tosis on Chaf Beis Omer Aleph, right? Tosis begins Kana Ola Kana Yared. You see the top Tosis? That's this case. Kana Ola is this one, the upper level, and Kana Yared is the lower level. Tosis, right? Shalom Hishves Haschach, Vashkiva Mahashkivas Hakonim. you don't have them equal. Ze itzol ze ella echon lamala ve echon lamata umitoch kach chamasa meruba mitzilasa. Because one is on the top and one is on the bottom, so it's going to be more sun than shade. The ashmina masnisin damin on the roin kosh evil hayu mushkaven b'shava haisa tzilasa meruba mechamasa ksheira kach pirish b'kontras. Tysus quotes Rashi that what Rashi is saying is, yes, right now there is more sun than there is shade because the sun is poking through this massive hole. And so there's going to be like a ton of sun, right, all the way here. But Zakt Rashi, understanding our Gemara, we don't consider this Hamasa Meruba Mitzilasa because we say chavut rami, which means that I drop this upper level. And I say, well, if they would be on the same plane, would it be more shade than sun or would it be more sun than shade? That's why Rashi learns that Gemara. Meaning to say that according to Rashi, the way we presented it last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, you could technically be sitting in the sukkah and get a sunburn. And you're yelling in the midst of a sukkah. But that's what Rashi's saying. Because the halacha, it's almost like the person like pours a hot cup of tea on himself and says, oh, I'm not, it's not hot because it's a cliche. It's not mavashel. Right? It's like a halachic reality. The halachic reality is that it's considered more shade. I, Lamaisa, you're getting a sunburn. Zakt Rashi, I don't care. Right? The halacha is equalizing the upper level and the lower level. Mashma le perusho, right? So let's just continue that tosan chof bezom and aleph. It sounds, according to Rashi, the kishiyesh bein zela zeh shlosha dipsula la abaya haynu mitam chamasa meruba mitzilasa. Taisus is saying that the opinion in the Gemara that denies chavut rami, right? There is a machlokas thing about abaya and rava, whether we hold of Chavut Rami, we don't hold of Chavut Rami. Abaye, who denies the category of Chavut Rami, Abaye is going to say that the reason why it's pasul is because this is called more sun than shade. Tosis is saying that according to Rashi, Chavut Rami uses my halachic imagination to say, oh, now it's more shade than sun. But the opinion that does not say Chavut Rami would say that this is invalid as a sukkah because there is more sun than shade. V'lo yitachen zak Taisus. Taisus and Chof Bezom says, it's not possible. Dekeven dikai machama barosh kol odam haisa tzilasam ruba. And this is what we spoke about. If the sun is on directly on top of you, it's high noon. So it'd be more shade. So you can't say that's puzzle because of the sun that comes on the side. And it makes it chamasa meruba. Ella, hainu taima mishum delo choshev schach lehitz taref ki hai gavna. Tosa says that the reason why it's invalid, according to Abaye, is because the schachs don't combine. So let's just take a deep breath. According to Rashi, if I deny the concept of chavut rami, the reason why it's no good, Zakt Rashi, is because it is chamasa meruba. Right? According to Rashi, the reason it's no good is because there's more sun. But Taisus is saying that's not the reason. Taisus is saying, hainu taima, the reason why it's no good if we don't level the playing field is because there's no tziruf of the schach. Because there is a gap between the pieces of schach. Meaning, Tosis is invoking ordinary rules of tziruf, combinations. Those are rules of mechitzos. The footnotes on the Tosis Harash make the point that this is a machlokas Rashi and Tosis Lashitasam. According to Rashi, if you have more sun than shade, by definition, that is not a kosher sukkah. The only thing is I can use my halachic imagination to determine what's considered more sun than shade or not. I'd say, oh, if they'd be equal, would it be more sun than shade? Right? That's Rashi. According to Rashi, the psul is a psul in chamasa meruba. But Taisus says the psul is that it's not siruf. It doesn't combine. Meaning, Rashi is using the rules of sun and shade when it comes to schach. Taisus is saying, no, that's not what I'm using. I'm going to use the rule of mechitzos. Do you combine it? Do you not combine it? And that is Rashi and Tosfos with Shitasam in our sugya as well. Because in our sugya, right, what is Rashi saying? Right, Rashi is saying that, or what Tanya said to defend Rashi. Tosfos asks on Rashi, hey, what about Rav Papa always says that Paretz Ka'omed is okay, and how can it be not kosher according to Rashi if you have the same amount of sun and shade? Right, that's Tosis's question. So Tanya said, oh, I know the answer. The answer is that Paretz Ka'omed is a halacha and mechitzos. And for Rashi, schach is not a mechitza. For Rashi, schach is shade-providing material. But Tosos is saying that no, schach has to be a mechitza. You have to think in all the dimensions. The ceiling is also a mechitza. That's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And Tanya added that Rashi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph fits in nicely with his position that the issue at hand is simply whether there is a the issue at hand is simply whether it provides shade or not. Schach, by definition, is shade providing ad kan. Questions or comments or observations on this point? Yeah. Hi, Tova. I think you're on mute. Yeah.
Yeah. In Tosfos' original reading of Milamala Kami Lamaza, is it any different from Rashi's?
So we didn't yet read Tosis's read. You're saying Tosis' original reading, the part of Tosis that before Vehikshar?
Yeah, before the Kizuza Mila'el one.
No, so the first Tosis Kan Mo Mala is a citation of Rashi.
Okay, got it. Right. That makes sense. Because I was like, it's worth it.
On the bottom of my Gemara, they point out that this should all be one.
Got it.
This should all be one deeper Hamaskil. That word Kizuza, which is bolded, is mistakenly bolded. This is all like a flowing citation of Rashi until the words Kach Pirish Bekuntris, right? Until I have it as like the first medium wide line. So Tosis is just quoting Rashi. Then Tosis asks on Rashi from Rav Papa's position in Masechet Seirivin. So now, let's read it inside, actually, and then we'll talk about how Tosis learns the Gemara, and then maybe we'll make another comment on this. V'hikshar Abinu Tam, let's just start. It's the second. There's like narrow lines, medium wides, and very wide. So it's the second of the medium wide lines. V'hikshar Abinu Tam, d'Rav Papa Gufe, d'Hocha Islei, Rav Papa Gufe Dahacha, Rav Papa himself, who appears in our sugya, Islay in Parakama de Erevin, Paretz Ka'omed is Mutter. Rav Papa, who of Hacha, Rav Papa of our sugya, in Mesechus Erevin, he holds that Paretz Ka'omed is permitted. Vahasam Nami, Paskin and Hilchus Sahachi. And the Gemara in Erevin paskins like Rav Papa, meaning, don't tell me, Rashi, that our Gemara is going with the opinion that Paretz Ka'omed is usser, because that opinion is not accepted by halacha. That's one question. V'od kasha. Tosfos asks another kasha. De Amar Imperikama de Kedushin. De Avdi Inchi de Karela Palgisa de Zuza Istira. People call half a Zuz an Istira. But Rashi says then Istira is a Sela. A sella is I think there are four zuz in a sella, no? The Gemara in Kiddushin says that a half a zuz is an istara. Alma, istara pachos mizuz. So we see that an istara is less than a zuz. What's Tisus' kash on this?
Tosfot is saying that the light, the way that Rashi was understanding the light is that you have like the pinhole zuz that expands into the larger coin sella at the bottom, whereas right. Tosfot seems to be saying the opposite. Or we actually had a few questions about this. It seemed more like what Kedushin was talking about was just that different coins get made different ways, like that this isn't like a reliable thing to go with. Or did we, or is that?
Elaborate on your question.
That's in the Rosh, I think. Different coins. Yeah. Okay. I got ahead of things, but it seems like Tosfot's saying the opposite, that we have evidence that the coins go the other way around.
That's Tosus is asking on Rashi. Rashi, you're saying that there's more sun at the bottom, and the thing at the bottom is called an istara. But Tosus asks, one second, but an istara is smaller than a zuz. So you can't tell me that it spreads and it's bigger at the bottom when the istara, according to the Gemara and Kedushin, is smaller than the zuz. So comes along the Rush, and the Rush answers that there is a difference between a nickel and a dime. What's bigger, a nickel or a dime? Right? A nickel is bigger. What's worth more? So they're both not worth very much, but a dime is worth more than a nickel. You can have a smaller coin that is worth more than a larger coin. That is the way the Rush defends Rashi. The Ran has a slightly different defense of Rashi, based on the Gemara in Kedushin also, where the Gemara speaks about that there's two different coinage systems. There's Matbeya Suri and Matbeya Medina, and they have different gradations. Okay, I mean, that's already too detailed. But the basic point is that Tosis has two kashas on Rashi. One kasha from the sugya of Paretz Ka'omed, which we answered that Rashi is not invoking the regular rules of Mechitza. The second kasha that Tosis asks on Rashi is from the fact that an istara is smaller than a zuz. So we answered, yeah, could, right? Rashi might hold that it's worth less, but not that it's smaller. It could be that it's worth less, but it's a nickel, which is bigger. That's the way we wanted to answer Rashi. All of that is found in that glorious Rush. Okay, so far we have Tosfos' kashas on Rashi. So Mefarish Rabbi Nutam. So Rabbi Nutam gives his answer. Does someone want to tell me what Rabbi Nutam says? I feel like I'm talking too much. Rabbi Nutam explains kan milmala, kan milmata differently than Rashi does.
I could be wrong. It's sounding to me like you're measuring from a different, like Rashi was more like you're inside at the bottom, and Rabbi Nutam is, I can't tell if he's talking about above or at the level of the schach, but a different location.
Good. I mean, yeah, yes. Rabbi Nutam is saying that kan momala kan momata means that I could be standing at the bottom and I'm looking up. So when I'm standing at the bottom and I'm looking up, anything that I'm going to see will be much smaller than it is in reality. But if I'm looking level, so then I'll see things for what they are. So kan milmala kan milmata, according to Rabbi Nutam, means that when the person is down at the bottom and the person looks up and it looks as if it's the same size. So in that case, it's going to be puzzle. Because if it, from the vantage point of the person at the bottom, it looks like the same size, that really means that from the vantage point of the person on top, there's going to be much more parrots, much more airspace than there is schach filled in. Do I have to explain this differently? I'm never sure if I'm... Sima looks a little puzzled.
I'm just like, because someone's standing at the bottom, and so the schach looks like there's less. But like, why would it enter our minds that like, but quantitatively there's less? I don't know, just like quantitatively there's the same amount. So why... Why would you measure? Why would you assume,
if I understand you correctly, you're asking that if I'm at the bottom, so everything looks smaller. It's like, you know what it says on your rear view mirror of your car, that everything is really closer than it actually looks. Right? So this is sort of the opposite of that. I'm standing far away, so everything looks smaller. But the schach, the filled in part, looks smaller, and the open stuff looks smaller. Everything looks smaller. But proportionally, it's probably the same. So why should it matter, right? The way Tosis is presenting the Gemara, kamo mala kamo mata, is that from the perspective of the person at the bottom, that person will look up and say, oh, it's equal amounts, but, you know, your perspective is skewed. You're at the bottom. And really, there is more open space in schach. So therefore, it's puzzle. Well, why? If I'm at the bottom, everything is skewed, everything is smaller. Tosis invokes that pasuk in Parsha Shlach, v'anihi be'inenu kachagavim. We appear like grasshoppers. And that's like the Musar Shmuz, and v'anihi be'inenu kachagavim is that it depends on how you think of yourself. They're not saying that the giants, whatever, in Eretz Yisrael looked at them like grasshoppers. They're saying vanihi be'inenu kachagavim, in our own eyes. But that's just the Musar Shmuz. But the fact is, I think what Sima's asking is, if my perspective from the bottom is correct, so then everything should be proportionally the same amount. So why are you saying there's more open space than there is closed space? So Tosis doesn't explain this properly, but I think in reality, it works like that. I think when you look up, you tend to focus less on the omed than on the parutz. Zoe, is this something you ask your physics teacher about?
No, but we did when we were learning this lesson. You know, we took the past few days to learn it. We were sort of thinking of ultimately, where are you making the determination on where is your schach kosher? So is it at eye level, like the person up there, or is it your perspective from the ground? And this does seem relevant because like you wouldn't be able to calculate. I mean, you said yourself earlier, you wouldn't be able to calculate on the ground. Like, how is this evenly spaced? Is there even sun and shade together on the ground? And so we were wondering, like, what is it lahalaka? Like, where do you, or I guess you need to make some kind of determination lahalaka about where this happens, because one of these cases is fine and one of them is not. And it seemed like Rabbeinu Tam complicated this by saying, like, if you're standing on the ground and looking up, you have to appreciate that your perspective will be skewed.
Right. So again, so if you're asking lahalaka what the din is, so I think lahalaka, we paskin that you need more shade than sun at ground level. That's the way we paskin la halacha. The point that Rabbi Nutam is making is that if I'm at the ground, so it looks to me like everything is the same, but that means that in reality, there's going to be more sun than shade. That's where Rabbi Nutam learns the Gemara. Okay, kamomala, kamomata. There's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbi Nutam. All is grand. Now, what's interesting about our Gemara is talking about a case where I have equal amounts of sun and shade up at the top. And there's a machlokas, let's say, between Rashi and the Baal HaItor. Does that mean I'll have more sun at the bottom or I'll have more shade at the bottom? But as a matter of halacha, I judge everything based on what the bottom is. The fact that at the top there is equal amount of sun and shade, that's not really, well, I'll say it like this. If there's equal amount of sun and shade at the top, the metzias is going to be that there is more sun at the bottom, and therefore it's puzzle. That's why Rashi learns the Gemara. What would happen if I have a situation that I have more shade than sun at the top, but at the bottom I have more sun than shade? Right? Rashi and our entire Gemara is predicated on the situation if I have equal amount of omed and parot. So I have equal amount of shade and sun. So in that conversation, I have equal amount of shade and sun. So the Gemara has a stira. What's the halacha if they're equal amounts? A stira between the diuk and daf beis and the diuk of daf chaf beis. Right? The inference on the Mishnah on daf beis is that's going to be pasul. The inference on the Mishnah on chaf beis, that's going to be kosher if you have equal amounts. But we never addressed the case where I have more shade at the top. I have more schach. Physically, I have, let's say, 60 square feet of schach at the top and 40 square feet of airspace at the top. But at the bottom, the numbers reverse. That could be possible in Metzius. No? It could be that I have more square footage of schach at the top, but yet, when I go down, like what we spoke about beforehand, depending on the angle, etc., could be that towards the bottom, I'll have more sun, even though that at the top, I have more shade. That issue was never addressed in our Gemara.
Sorry, Rabbi Schwartz, are you saying that it becomes the same sukkah?
It's the same exact sukkah, right? Here's my sukkah. But let's say at the top, here, I'll use a different color even. Let's say at the top, I have, all of this is schach, right? So there's much more schach at the top than there is non-schach, right? Just, there's more schach at the top. Yet at the bottom, I have an abundant amount of sun and only a little bit of shade at the bottom. This is drawn to scale. But the point is, it is possible to conceive of such a case. This case was not addressed in our Gemara. Our Gemara is only talking about when they have equal amounts at the top. So Rashi says, oh, if you have equal amounts at the top, so it's going to be that it's puzzle because inevitably there will be more sun than shade at the bottom. But what would be in the case that you have more shade at the top, you have more physical schach at the top than you have empty space, but at the bottom I have more sun than shade? That case is never addressed. So Rav Soloveitchik in his Shiurim develops an idea. Wish you could take it or not, but the Rav says that the whole discussion in our sugya is when there's equal amounts. Because then I'm having a conversation about paretz ka'omed or not paretz ka'omed. I'm having a conversation about, is this considered a halachic schach, a halachic mechitza, maybe according to Tosis, whatever term you want to use. But there I'm discussing halachic realities. Halachic realities as opposed to real realities. If I have physically more schach than empty space on the top, the Rav says that according to Rashi, it's going to be kosher no matter what. Because the only time Rashi tells us this idea that, right, Rashi says, well, you know what, if you have equal amounts at the top, is going to be more sun at the bottom. What Rashi's saying is, in that case, I have a question. Halachically, is it tzchach or is it not tzchach? So I determine from the bottom, I look up, I say, oh, that can't be tzchach, because since at the bottom there's more sun, it can't be tzchach at the top, even though there's equal amounts. But if I have zero shayla at all, if from the top, it certainly is more tzchach than shade, it's more tzchach than sun, ain't no question at all. So you don't even enter the shayla. So yeah, you could have a sukkah like we spoke about before. You could have a sukkah that you get a sunburn in. Okay, that's not such a problem. But it's got to be, if you have real, apparently there's such a website called that, the real or something. If you have, it's definitely schach. There's nothing to talk about. So then I will not judge based on the fact that I have more sun at the bottom. That's a yisod that Rav Soloveitchik developed. Questions or comments? Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Thank you. So I have a question, I guess is a little bit more fundamental to the Gemara and I guess the Mishnayot in question. I guess I'm used to when we have somewhat conflicting type of Mishnayot, it's like, oh, this is Rabbi Huda and this is Rabbi Meir. But I guess I understood these Mishnayot, these two statements of the Mishnayot that seem to be have implied contradictions as like general statements, and maybe that's incorrect. But I almost feel like I don't understand how they could be so contradictory in terms of like, and then explaining, oh, one is one. It depends on your point of reference, if you're looking up or if you're looking down, because it's talking about the same halachic reality. Like, I guess I'm used to when you have these situations, like, no, this is talking about Shabbos, Mechitza by Shabbos, this is Mechitza by Sukkah. Like, do you understand my question?
I think if I understand correctly, like, tell me if I'm getting it wrong, you would prefer a Gemara to answer, oh, this goes like that Shita, this goes like that Shita. Or you would prefer the Gemara to give, like, a very clear distinction. This is Shabbos, this is Mechitzos, and that's Sukkah, or that type of thing. But over here, we're giving an answer that we don't really know what it means. So much so that we don't know what it means, that Rashi interprets the Gemara one way, and Tosfos interprets the Gemara completely differently, and the Baal HaItzar has a third approach, and there's actually two other approaches in Rishonim that we're not even touching on.
Yeah, like what you said, but also like it's only talking about one halachic reality, and it can't be both at the same time because we don't follow both, clearly. I mean, right. We end up coming with some sort of, we don't know how to follow, so maybe we follow everything. But I don't know, just the whole way that the contradictions address kind of is a little unsettling to me.
Hey, what I'll say is, you're right. It's a strange piece of Gemara. I would ordinarily not expect a piece of Gemara to operate like this. To ask a question, first of all, a question from inference, to my mind, is never such a strong question. Like, I would always say, okay, one inference is lav dafka. Right? That would be my inclination. Your inclination is, oh, well, one of the inferences, maybe this is Rameh, this is Rabbi Yehuda, like, pick a different name. It's like, there are so many other ways of addressing this contradiction. And the Gemara decides to address it with, like, this weird type of statement, kamel mala, kamel mata, that we don't know what it means. Like, it's a strange organization of a piece of Gemara. I think that's what you're saying, and I'll acknowledge that what you're saying is a good point, and yes, it's weird. Any other questions or comments? Okay.
Are we going to pick up the Tanu Rabbanan at the end?
Yeah, we'll probably talk about that next week. I mean, we'll do that. There's like one little line in the Ran to read on that piece of Gemara. Next week, I want to begin the next Mishnah as well, Mirz Hashem. Okay, so we should have a great Shabbos. Thank you for coming to learn, and we'll keep the faith, hopefully. Okay, Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi
Schwartz. Someone sent a text to the group. Oh, okay. Thank you, Rachel.
topics.